Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoot. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a great, having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie. David is a partner with Gallagher & Dossie. Invention-Protection.com is his website. He's my intellectual property attorney. I'm happy to tell you that. David, one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about on the show, you've taught us, is the importance of protecting our intellectual property. And what that when a lot of that has to do with how we allow our people to use our intellectual property, like our customer lists, like the trade secrets that we use, like maybe our delivery schedule, for example, could be that simple. And we let our people have that to use it. Well, in the past, they've started out at our business and they left and they came back and you know, they were sort of under our nose all day long, right? But now they're dispersed to the, you know, we got this workplace diaspora going on, and they're out there, and who knows what the heck's going on? We don't know whether their systems are secure, their connections are secure, they're using Wi-Fi like crazy. That's probably not secure. Are they, you know, their home? Are they using their home computer? Who knows what could be going on? This is a serious threat to intellectual property, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's, I would say, the biggest threat. And most small businesses think of protecting their intellectual property. Everyone automatically reverts to patent and trademarks. But let's be honest, most small businesses, when we're talking about under $1 million a year in revenues, most of their intellectual property is going to be trade secrets. And the control of those trade secrets is critical because, you know, the Uniform Trade Secret Act says that, you know, an essential element of trade secret protection is the owner has made reasonable effort to keep information a secret. And it has to be reasonable under the circumstances. So here, the circumstances are changed. Now, all of a sudden, essentially, maybe all of your employees are remote working where you might have only had a handful at one time. But what is reasonable? In today's society, there are so many services that, yes, people can use their personal email accounts and Dropbox and freebox.com accounts and such, but are those really reasonable when, as a small business owner, you could get a secure virtual private network
VPN,
or the equivalent of that for a very small amount of money?
Mm-hmm. And well, heck, you know what else? Hey, David, if you have – I've got my security company that's installed on my computer – includes VPN. The pro version includes VPN. I don't have to buy another VPN. I just upgrade to the pro level of my security. It's Bitdefender, who I use. They got a VPN. It pops up right there. I just click on it, and I'm golden.
Right, and the cost is relatively insignificant.
It is,
thing that
maybe the pro version costs me an extra $25 a year, maybe, you know, something like that.
Right. That small business owners have got to be thinking of what are your employees doing. The last thing you want is them emailing documents from their work email to their personal email, downloading them on their personal computer, working on a document, sending it back to their work email.
You got to create policies,
don't
you? You got to create policies that they required to follow. If we're going to work from home seriously, which I think we're going to start doing more and more of, David. People are looking at their operating statements and they're saying, "Why? Tell me again why I'm paying all this rent." They're not only going to be working from home under adversity like now, they're going to be working from home by requirement by the employer, and employers are going to have policies, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you need to remind your employees of your existing contracts and confidentiality agreements and, you know, basically revisit that employee handbook and update it so that it emphasizes that, you know, USB drives, personal hard drives and such are just not acceptable means of transferring information to work
at
home.
And if they're using your computer, it's off limits to the family.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to be thinking, too, in a time like this, what is your procedure for furloughing a remote worker or letting a remote worker go? You know, how do you have a system in place where you can essentially lock their computer down if it is a work computer, or make sure that you can disconnect them so they can't log into the system?
It's part of the consideration, folks, as we move forward. This is part of the new regular. Hey, David, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, anytime you want, Jim.
Thank you for being here. David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.